Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast, Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Dear listeners, good morning. This is Esther on behalf of Anne-Charlotte. It's good to meet you with a text by Joanie Hartmann about her own way and the philosophical approach of her architectural office, founded with Eugène Eloi, Hartmann and Partners. Born into a Parisian family, lulled by the classical music of a pianist grandmother, I studied in Paris, attracted by the fine arts, human sciences, and biology. After studying higher mathematics at the Lycée Saint-Louis, I naturally decided to study architecture, to take part in the making of the city that has always fascinated me and in which I love to walk, alone or in good company. These fascinating studies, combining the arts and the humanities, have been conducive to discovering the history and design processes of architectural and urban projects. I worked in a number of different agencies and learned the architectural trade on the job, while developing an artistic practice in photography and drawing. The need for a place to express myself led to the creation of the magazine Blanche, in which I published an unpublished introduction of William Shakespeare's Hamlet by E. Square, the writer. I wanted to develop my own projects, and after meeting the systemic philosopher and cognitive scientist Eugène Eloi, we founded the Hartmann and Partners Agency. We work on housing, renovation, public spaces, and urban projects in the Paris region and beyond. Our multifaceted structure works hand in hand with artificial intelligence in the truest sense of the word. So in each project, we call on a variety of skills in the human sciences, anthropology, literature, composition, semiology, cybernetics. In this sense, Hartmann and Partners is a multiversal research laboratory apprehending time, space, and form in a unitary relationship, integrating the issues of the moment: societal change, climate change, reflections on the function of the machine as a tool for work and projection. All our projects are part of this dynamic. The artist Seven Mod will emerge from this work to develop a semiotic of shared spaces. This avatar will unexpectedly allow us to question the agency's members on the very evolution of their structure. Hartmann and Partners is thus an open system, encouraging human interaction from an imaginary perspective, yet effective and tangible in its relationship with reality. The agency's philosopher can tell you more about this. At the same time, as an architect, I'm committed to the public interest in architecture and to teaching young professionals under the HMONP program at several Parisian ENSAS, then at the École Nationale d'Architecture de Versailles. I believe that teaching and training are essential to give young people an enlightened understanding of today's world. Our creations at Hartmann and Partners are luminous, colorful, creating sets of poetic frescoes that echo each other, each time in a coherent whole, in all four dimensions: space, time, sensation, invention, indoors and out. We have developed this approach, for example, for student spaces in Paris, revealing the spirit of the place, mobilizing the artist's seven mode, for warm, fluid spaces, playing on trans-historical semiotics and the play of light, with volumes featuring frescoes and colorful motifs in the corridors, common spaces, co-working areas, auditoriums, restaurants, and space café. In the north of France, where we have built townhouses, designed public spaces, and carried out urban studies, we have developed an approach called chemin vert, green paths, the aim of which is to create a planned framework that can be developed in other areas to link town and nature and make traffic more pleasant. In fact, we even proposed new perspectives in a call for proposals for landscape and artistic work in a historical context, to say the least. The aim was to reconsider the natural spaces of the Château de Vaux-le-Vicomte and to inspire a new way of looking at its evolution. History is an ever-renewed narrative. Today, we focus on artistic and architectural projects using innovative, geosourced materials in line with the challenges of profound mutations in the territories and manufacturing methods of our time, with a view to regeneration. Bringing the arts together is always our ambition on every scale. Our philosophy is based on the principle of parsimony. To sing the world is to enchant it. Form follows vibration. Dear listeners, thank you for tuning in. Let's meet again next week for a new Comme d'Archie in English. And until then, take care of yourselves. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archie Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.